Leading the news this morning, the federal government's family package is facing some serious hurdles in the Senate. A battle's brewing over a plan to stop mothers taking the government's paid parental leave scheme on top of an employer-provided scheme. Senior Liberal Senator Arthur Synodinos has admitted language like double-dipping and rorts has been unhelpful.
I think the problem is it's not a good look to be having a go at the young mothers or new mothers of Australia, right? And I think some of the language has been a bit unfortunate. We should be a bit more empathetic.
Officials say speed may be to blame for that train derailment in the United States that killed 7 people and injured more than 200 others. Investigators have recovered the train's black box and say it was travelling at twice the speed limit before it crashed. The train was on its way to New York when it came off the tracks at Philadelphia. Iraq says a US-led coalition airstrike in the north of the country has killed Islamic State's second-in-command. It says Abdul Rahman Mustafa Muhammad, also known as Abu Ala al-Afari, was at a mosque when he was targeted by coalition jets. The US denies its jets have bombed that mosque. The federal government's National ICE Task Force will hold its first public consultations in the South Australian city of Mount Gambier today. Local doctors and police will outline the drug's impact on the city and how it's being dealt with. Prime Minister Tony Abbott announced the task force last month in an effort to tackle the ICE epidemic.